This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the chief cook and bottle washer. Also, he's the publisher and the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Here we have the charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th. Last week already, Michael, of the first month of this year. Wowzer.
Yeah, it has been something, hasn't it? It's not boring.
No. No, it's not. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We could have Michael's voice will soothe you. If you're upset about some of the things that are being talked about this week, got you all worked up. Michael and his soothing voice and his approach,
right.
This will calm you right down.
Take a stress pill and calm down. The world is far worse than you realize. So that's like our friend Steve Wiseman says. He's, you know, are things as bad as they can be? No, they're worse. Something like that. He's very funny about that.
Yeah, let's go through them, and then we can pick out some of the stuff. Mostly the lies that are coming from China. There's plenty of that we can talk about, and people are there still hasn't been the kind of focus on that sort of thing that I'd like to see happen. So we'll talk about that and why maybe we aren't getting as much info out of China as we continue. But, yes, we have the top 10 people on the list from Talkers and the story list as well, Michael.
Yeah, well, here are the stories. Larry King dies. That's number 10. A lot of talk about Larry King on talk radio.
Yeah.
And number 9, the LGBTQ issues and immigration reform, sparked, of course, by the executive orders. At number 8, Senate power-sharing deal and the filibuster battle, very deeply divided Congress. At number 7, social media censorship and the cancel culture. That's a huge topic. At number 6, race relations and police reform. Huge topic. Number 5, it's back and we're going to be living with it. Climate change. And this week we've hit some severe weather across the country, which feeds into that.
Where you and I are, the morning that we're having this conversation, that we're recording the information for the weekend, where I am, it's 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 5 or 6 below. This is the coldest it's been since February of 2015.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Have you gone out?
I have gone out, yes. I have. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. Thanks very much. Have you? Did you go out?
I went out, took the garbage out, and
quickly came back in.
I froze my can off.
Did you?
The garbage can, please.
Quite a visualization. All right. Anyway, keep going.
All right. We have number 4, U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy. Education crisis, and the GameStop frenzy, a story that I hate.
You even understand.
I can't explain it in a minute.
I was going to say, do you understand?
I don't understand.
Hate those stories. Robin Hood, riding through the Robin Hood app.
Good. All I know is I'm glad I wasn't involved in it.
I got to
tell you. And as we speak, and this program, of course, is heard all across the weekend, it's still developing. It's still a story with legs. So let's just say it's a brouhaha on Wall Street that
they could do without.
It is, and subject to manipulation from all sides of the game in today's technological social media environment. That's my take.
There you
number
go.
2, yeah, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, and stats, and prevention. That's at number 2. And number 1, the Senate impeachment trial and the Capitol insurrection investigation. And those are the stories. It's been a heck of a week. The people survey, real quick, Larry King at 10, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 9, Ted Cruz at 8, Matt Gaetz and Liz Cheney at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, superstar of the House, at number 6.
Come on. Take 2 on that one.
Oh, goodness. And making her debut on the national scene.
Seeing that other nut job who's there. I forget her name. There's another one of them, two of them. Where are these people come from? Is this the best America has to offer? I wouldn't make any difference what party they're in. But look at these people, these clowns that are getting elected because good people don't want to run because of the stuff they have to put up with. So you get some of these real, these people are clowns. That's the best thing you can say about them. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead. Speaking of clowns.
Number five, bring in the clowns.
Yeah, right.
At number five, we have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mm. At number four, Dr. Tony Fauci. Yeah, you talk about a guy that survived two administrations. Think about that.
Yeah, but the stuff this week about him and his connection to the research at Wuhan, not great for his. I'm sure there's some Democrats who are thinking or whispering to Biden, maybe you shouldn't have done what you did to appoint Fauci to be in charge of all of this stuff because he's got a trail. It's a dicey trail.
Let me tell you, everybody of any consequence in American business and politics has a trail that leads the same place.
Do you know who is the highest paid federal employee in America?
No, I do not.
Fauci, $417,000 a year, more than the president.
Is it covered by insurance?
He's 80, I hope so.
No, what I'm saying is he covered by insurance. Is that cost covered by insurance?
Oh, let's hope so.
He's an expensive doctor.
Yes,
he's a big doctor. At number three, Mitch McConnell. At number two, Donald Trump. At number one, Joe Biden.
Let's go back to what you just said for a second. The fact that Fauci is making $417,000 as a legitimate trained doctor in the world we live in, isn't 417, I'm not talking about Fauci now, isn't that an appropriate number for somebody who is in charge or takes care of your health and well-being? Don't you want
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Of his stature, that's an average income. Doctors who are tied in with big hospitals, big research, big doctors, big doctors, and there are many of them. They make a lot of money.
Yeah.
However,
but don't you want your money?
Most doctors complain.
Yeah, they do. They are complaining because they're not making as much as they used to. But don't you want somebody who's responsible for operating on you or trying to come up with whatever it is that's wrong with you? Don't you want them to have the most knowledge possible? And in that, and oftentimes the people that are getting, not always, the people that make the most money are not always the most qualified, but in this circumstance. Yeah.
No, we don't know that.
Well,
does the amount of money that a doctor is paid, is it always in ratio to the quality and the experience and the skill that they have?
How do you get, my recent experience with what may have been a TIA brought me from the Framingham Union Hospital in the town where I live to the Massachusetts General Hospital, probably, arguably, along with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, the best institutions, maybe UCLA in Los Angeles, but these are among the top five institutions. So I'm going from a local hospital to a nationally, internationally known hospital to get the same treatment, and I guarantee you that some of the people that I've run across the Framingham Union Hospital are every bit as good as the people that you'd find at Mass General. It's just not so much pomp and circumstance and flutter around them because of where they are.
There is that factor, and it's not just in medical. It's in education. You can get a great teacher at a community college, and you can get a dud at Harvard.
Yeah.
This is something that is all through our society. Look at radio. I know some talk show hosts that are better than people on the national scene that work in small little towns and don't want to go anywhere. And I hear them. I go, oh, my gosh, that guy is great.
Yep, that's true. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Michael Harrison, you're with him and me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to dig into number two, the COVID situation and all the various arms and tentacles that it has, the variants, if you will, in conversation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me remind you about how important it is to have that air filter, that nose of yours, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. And I would recommend the tool that's best for that is the natural approach that you get from using the Navage nasal care system. This is a whole system. It's there are different things around. There are sprays and that sort of stuff that people use that may be good for immediate relief. That's good. There are places for that, and then there's places for the Navage, the utility you're probably going to use at home or in your office if you go there every day. It is a system that the FDA has approved of because it works. That's pretty much the bottom line. The only nasal irrigator powers suction. It flushes out the things that are in your nose naturally. It's so easy to use, and it's drug-free. So, you want to make a clean nose a healthy part of your life, make good nasal hygiene a part of your life, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how this system works, see how it'll help you, see how you get it, and in fact, get it and use it, you'll be happy or your money back. Navage.com.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life, Navage.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, it's 19 at the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. You know, looking at a lot of these things that are on the story list and talking about the people that are involved here, so many of these stories involve fear. Because that sells, I guess, Michael. We seem to all be afraid of something or a bunch of stuff. Does that hold us back from being our best selves? Do you think we're not at the best time because of all of the fear-based thinking?
I think fear is definitely something to be feared, as Franklin Roosevelt said. Mm-hmm. It's a 1-2 punch. It's fear and blame. What to fear, who to blame. Those are the two things that drive the national conversation, and that, I think, is unfortunate.
Yeah. So what do we do? Can we do a better job as talk hosts? Because a lot of talk
always
is about fear and that sort of thing. And speaking of the biggest fear is whether you're going to get sick or not. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we'll move back into the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is a weekly event. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are charged with the... Is that the right? We are supposed to be... our charge is to cover conversation about what's going on in talk radio. Correct. And I think that you and I were just talking off the air about some of our colleagues and what goes on and how some of the things that are a problem in our country have been exacerbated by positions that people have taken, whether they're politicians or whether people are on the air. We all have a lot in common. I think as Americans, we have a lot in common. And we don't seem to be able to find our common, as much as we have so many things in common, we can't seem to find a common denominator. And it seems to be, you know, you look at some of these crazy people that were in Washington. There weren't as many. The news media makes it feel like there were tens of thousands. There weren't. But there were enough there to create a problem. And, you know, you just wonder who puts on a buffalo helmet or something that guy Chansley wore with the horns coming out and puts war paint on his face? What kind of a sane individual does that stuff?
The Minnesota Vikings fans.
Okay. Touche. Well, but did they go to Washington?
No.
They stayed in Minnesota. They stayed in Minnesota. Right. Okay. Well, listen, you got me on that one.
Well, I mean, come on, you know. The fact of the matter is you're touching on something very interesting. We have this insurrection at the Capitol, which was a terrible thing, and I can't tell you how awful I think that was. So I stand on the side of let's not forget that, because that's a really bad thing, and we cannot let it fade away. 3 weeks later, it's gone. No. That's important. However, following it up with 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding the Capitol, you know, take after the horse leaves the barn, you know.
Awful. Ridiculous.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
They took their shot, whether it was organized by Trump, instigated by other people, instigated by domestic, whatever the cause was, they took their shot. They did it. There was not one incident in any nation, in any capital, state capital. No.
Way
the
over
hype,
there.
The hype that followed it.
But is that part of our, is that what's part of the legacy here that we have in the news talk radio business.
Yes,
the news
it's show business. We don't know the difference between serving the public good and serving our own good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's as we go down and things become more, you know, how long has Hitler been dead since 1945? And yet when you look around, there are so many remnants of that. What's the cause of that? What's happening? Have we pushed too far things like Black Lives Matter that make other people feel like they are being ostracized or marginalized or whatever it is? How do we find back again to the question about finding the middle, the happy medium? Because we can't find it on news talk radio. You can't find it on television news. You don't find it in the newspapers. Where do you find it? And do people have enough sense in their own? You know, I think about age as it affects this, Michael. Younger people tend to lean on science. And older folks, mature souls, if you will, lean on faith. The older you are, the more likely you take a long walk and think things out. Versus the younger you are, and maybe this has always been the way it is. Was I like that? Were you like that when you were a kid? Impulsive and kind of did silly things, I guess, perhaps. But this, it just seems different now. Is it or is it not?
It's a little bit of both. It is a little bit different now, and you are different now. So the perception of reality changes as we change. We live inside our own unique, you know, bubbles.
All I can think of is the line from Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. That's what comes to mind when I think about some of these things and the way we're presenting them. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Hurry up and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Arizona inmates who escaped from prison around 5 days ago were captured in a cotton field Thursday morning. 49-year-old John Sharpiot, convicted of child molestation and sentenced to 35 years, and 61-year-old David Harmon, sentenced to 100 years on kidnapping charges, were captured in Coolidge, Arizona. An experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by biotech company Novavax is 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19. It also showed that it protected against the UK variant of the virus. Unlike the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which use snippets of genetic code known as messenger RNA to trigger the immune system, Novavax's vaccine relies on synthesized coronavirus proteins to jumpstart the body's immune system. The United States on Thursday called for calm just hours after a top official from China said Taiwan independence would mean war with Taipei, and those who play with fire will burn themselves. End quote. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14 to 1. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an assemblage of information about the world of news talk radio that's heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend. The ancillary companion is the conversation in the Talk Radio Review that we have with the DJV show folks. And we have the listing here, the stories, and the people are always listed at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com, and you can also find the lists on our social media pages, that is, at DJV Show. So plenty of ways to get the information that Michael and I are talking about. One of the stories you have at number 9 here, the LGBTQ issues, a person who saw the list posted at DJV Show, the response from this fellow, the name is Denny. This is a joke, right? Transgender women are wrecking sports for the women they are, and it's terrible. The transgender issue, and whether or not somebody who had been a man or a boy, when they have the readjustment surgery or whatever they call it, and become, they lose their private parts.
Well, that's transsexual.
Well, that's part of the transgender
parts. You remain a man,
yeah.
And or a woman, and you take on the appearance and the posture and the style of the other because you are, you know.
So would Bruce Jenner be an example of that?
Yeah, he's transgender. Bruce Jenner still has his things.
Right. Okay. So what happens to his things, though? What do you do, I suppose? Right? Okay, that's an easy question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's interview them.
Well, his things or him?
We shouldn't be making jokes about such things.
Yeah, probably not. We'll be
There's
considered politically
be left unsaid and uninterviewed.
That's true. All right. Let's go to, let's bounce around a little bit here. Number two is COVID. One of the things that is most, if you look around at all the variants in the, you know, the intersection of what vaccine should we get and how many people are in the hospital and is there a new kind of an African or an English version of this. Now, there's another twist on it because there's been a proposal late in the week to have everybody that gets on an airplane in this country. Heretofore, it's been regulated or ruled. If you want to come to America from another country, you better have a test that shows that you are clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. So now, the latest flag in this is that we have COVID tests for everybody who wants to get on a U.S. flight. So the guy who's the head, the CEO of American, this guy named Doug Parker, has been pushing back against this, and some of the other airline CEOs are doing the same thing now, because what it amounts to is testing Americans before they get into airplanes. The planes are certified to be much cleaner than they used to be, as far as the air is concerned. I can't tell you, in the couple of flights that I've taken since this all began, that I thought the planes were cleaner, but the air is, you can feel the air. It feels better. It feels different. So, but does this, I mean, are we getting down, we were talking about Nazism before. Is this like Big Brother? I mean, it's a combination of things that, again, the Chinese government created in the lab. I think that that's pretty clear. There's some more things. You see the things from the Epoch Times this week, Michael? About what's being the close down of three or four provinces. Hundreds of millions of people have been told they can't move because things are so out of control. The protests going on in Russia against Putin, and they are at least now making it into the news media. The protests against Xi Jinping and the government of China not making it much into the news because they have a tighter lid on control in their country. But the situation, apparently, there have been millions of people who have died in China, and nobody seems to be talking about it because nobody really knows what the real facts are, other than this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, and, you know, you take it from there as to what the motivation was. I know what I think. What about you?
Well, I think that we obviously don't have a lot of information out of China because they are very, very, very secretive. As for whether or not this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, I don't know. I certainly know there's a lot of evidence to indicate that the origins and spread of the coronavirus that we call COVID-19, that we once called the Wuhan coronavirus, is suspect that that China has a role in both the origin and the spread. But we still don't know the facts. But no, of course, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, First Amendment, American institutions. Russia, you know, Russia has their own form of tyranny. For China, they're masters of it. China is every bit as dangerous and tyrannical as any regime we've dealt with in modern times, and it is a problem because one, they're our adversary, and two, they're also our partner in a lot of things.
Right.
We have to deal with that. We can't just blame China, and we can't
blame our own greed.
Exactly.
Let me explain. There was a couple of years ago, Diane Sawyer, and nobody really remembered this until I actually dug this out. I came across it and I went back to it and I thought, my God, think about this. Diane Sawyer's report a few years ago where there was a truck that came. This was a home, I think, in, I think it was Missouri. Don't hold me to that, but I think it's a middle American home. So they bring a truck to this home, they go into the home, and they remove everything in the home that wasn't made in the United States. Literally, nothing but the kitchen sink was left in that home. Mm-hmm. So then, the Diane Sawyer crew took this family around and replaced all of the items in the home that were made outside of our country and replaced them with similar items that were made in the USA. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the difference was in what these people paid originally for what was in their home and all the items being made in the United States being brought back into their home. How much do you think it costs more?
I don't know. 35% less or far, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
$64. You can see it in the reports all over. It's been resurfaced
$64
all over YouTube. The only difference, if every American spent $64 more than what normal items, quote-unquote, were not made in America, four items made in America, creates 200,000 new jobs immediately, and it is very little. The cost is very little. We all think we go to Walmart, everything in there is made in China. You go to the dollar store, everything's made in China. And what are we doing to ourselves? Look at what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, it's just a matter of information. It's just a matter of education. I don't think most Americans go, I'm saving $64.
Oh, no,
who
I don't
cares
either.
About
I think
the
it's
slaves
just lazy.
That are making this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But thinking about, if you're going to think about the survival of our country, but how busy do you have to be to look at a label and see if it was made in China or not?
I think people are starting to do that.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, but consciousness raising takes time. That's the whole point. Time. And you have to have patience for things to take hold and for people to understand so they don't feel it's being pushed on them or they feel it's a hype.
It takes time. It's their decision, not somebody else's.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to have the patience. We have to, and stop blaming. Don't blame Biden. Don't blame this one. Don't blame Trump for the failings that he has had in carrying out his China policy. Blame LeBron James. I mean, remember that whole issue. I mean, everybody is involved in this. And we're not going to defeat China. We're not going to wipe them out. We're not going to topple their regime. It isn't going to happen.
Not after 40 years of this stuff. You're not going to do it. Nope.
You know, we have to learn to live with them in a way that's balanced and respectful and where we don't fall victim to their BS.
Yeah, right. And that's the challenge, I think, as much as anything else, the educational side of this. And just by the way, to go back to revisit the COVID testing before domestic flights, I didn't want to leave that until it was clear that if, according to all of the CEOs of all the airlines, what will happen here is basically people will stop traveling. Because you can take a test 3 days before, and unless, you know, what it comes back, okay, that's fine. But what happens in the 3 days? It's folly. You could be exposed to how many different people in 3 days. So, you know, there are some who say they should set up these testing labs right at the airport. When you walk in the airport, you get tested. Good God, how's at what point do we come around to realizing unless we want to completely destroy our way of life, we got to swallow and move on, you know, in some of these areas. Wear a mask, fine. Distancing, fine. Get the shot, fine. But other than that, what are we doing to ourselves? Schools aren't open. I think it's maddening when you look at it, don't you? I mean,
it is becoming maddening. It is. And we're going to be forever changed. Yeah. I hope the changes are for the best. I hope that we can get rid of frivolous thoughts, and maybe when we come out of this, we'll have a better focus on priorities and what's really important in life, as opposed to, you know, frivolous behavior for reasons that we don't even know.
Herd mentality. That's really what it is. It's the herd mentality.
And yeah, we don't have herd immunity. We don't have herd immunity. We have herd mentality.
Herd mentality, right. 44 after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a suggestion for the safest, most natural way to lose weight. A lot of people are telling me through our connections on social media that Calitrin is fabulous for a couple of different things. One person wrote last week and told me that she was on Weight Watchers, and at the end of the day, at the end of the program, they don't tell you how to keep the weight off. Calitrin does through its services. It does. So if you support whatever efforts you're taking with Calitrin, maybe that's the right step. It doesn't interfere with any medications. It doesn't interfere with any health conditions. It doesn't interfere with anything because it's drug-free. It's stimulant-free. It's a powder. You can take it as a liquid or in a capsule form. The health benefits beside just helping you to keep the weight off because of the ingredients, all kinds of other things, gives you more energy, better digestion, that sort of thing. I could go through a dozen reasons why you should choose Calitrin for a healthy weight loss supplement. Go to toploss.com, if you please, toploss.com. Read the story. Read the successes. And connect with they have people that are counselors available to help you through making the decisions of what to do and how to do it. Want to lose weight the right way? There's a lot of science backing Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Read all about it. Help yourself to a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the bottom line. Use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping charges, and you're then going to access the best deals like buy three and get three free. So you get 6 months for the price of three. To lose weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So let's say you're a tech pro and your work visa is about to expire. Well, instead of giving up your dream job, why not work remotely with the help of a Calgary-based tech company called Mob Squad? Founder Irfan Raji explains.
Our most typical situation is somebody working, maybe in San Francisco, maybe in New York, maybe in Chicago or Seattle. They already are working for a technology scale-up in the U.S., and they're on either an H-1B visa that didn't get renewed, or an optional practical training visa, and they had to leave the U.S. Why lose your job as the individual in terms of the work that you're doing? You can still work with your current company just as a Mob Squad employee and a consultant to your company, and as the company or our client, why lose your talent?
And Mob Squad is hiring, as are many other Calgary-based tech companies. Check out the opportunities at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
All right, one of the things I like to do with Michael every week as we end our conversation together is talk about what's in the Image interview, the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very familiar face, or maybe better put, familiar voice, especially to New York talk radio fans, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like Spider-Man in New York. His name is Curtis Sliwa. He formed the Guardian Angels. He wears a red hat, red jacket. You walk down the street with him. I've had lunch with him a number of times. Hey, Curtis. He's known all over the city. Like, Superman. Yeah. And he's a character. He's running for mayor. He's going to run for mayor for the Republican nomination to go up against de Blasio, I guess. Or
no, not de Blasio. Yang. Who's going to run. I think it was running for president. Mm. So that'd be an interesting thing. I don't think there are three votes for Blasio in New York, are there?
No.
At this point. Like these big city government. Anyway, so what does Sliwa tell you? Give us a little clue.
He talks all about Larry King. He talks about Trump. He talks about his race for the GOP nomination and the state of New York.
Right. All right. Well, I can only say after that, Larry King, long live Larry King, man. Mm-hmm. It's a way to cap our conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at 10 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Friday, Magnum P.I.'s on CBS at 9 o'clock, Chucker. Theme from, this is the theme from the old Magnum and the new Magnum. Same tune, right? It's the same song.
Yes, I mean, it worked for the old and it works for the new.
Yeah, does the new one work? How come there was never, people have asked about these TV shows, how come there never was a movie made with Tom Selleck when the show was on for what, 9 seasons?
I mean they could. Today's Tom Selleck's birthday. He's 76 years old, I believe. Born today, 1945. Two huge TV hits, Magnum P.I., which was very popular, and Blue Bloods now, both on CBS.
And he shows no signs. Shows. That whole thing holds up very well in the ratings. People love the feeling.
It could go. That show could go on another 10 years easily.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. As long as he can hold on, and he looks good for 70s. He looks fine.
He looks fantastic. He's one of those actors when he's in character, you're just sort of hypnotized by him. He's got a low key,
and the people,
very pleasant.
They're on Blue Bloods. All of them have real chops, but apparently they all really like each other, kind of like a family. I think that Will Estes, the kid that plays the youngest son, I think he's fabulous in it. Moynihan is really good, and so is Steve Sciroppa.
I agree.
I think that it's just, all of it just works. It all works together.
I mean, we've talked about this on the program many a time. Back in 81, when Harrison Ford played Indiana Jones, the role originally was offered to Tom Selleck, couldn't get out of his Magnum P.I. deal, so they went with Ford. Ford, obviously, was born to play Indiana Jones, but I think Tom Selleck certainly would have did him justice.
He would have been all right. Yeah, he would have been fine.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have thought about Harrison Ford because he never would, it would have been revisionist history.
Know.
So, you know, that's the way it works.
So what about the buzz on the new Denzel Washington movie out this weekend? What's the story with that?
They say it's pretty good. I mean, there's a few naysayers. There always are. But the critics, for the most part, say it's a very intriguing detective movie. Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, Jared Leto plays, I guess, the villain in the piece. It's going to be in movie theaters and on HBO Max same time.
You got it at your theater? You playing at your theater this weekend down there?
I did. No, we didn't. The booker did not book it for us. It's in the mall, though, which is 5 minutes away. So I don't know how many theaters. Will probably, I said the other day, I think there's 54% of all theaters that are eligible to open and now opened in the United States. So this is going to have sizable screen time. I would have to believe 90% of all theaters that are open are going to be playing this film.
I'll go to see it tonight or tomorrow. I'll go see. I want to see.
I always felt Denzel Washington is one of the 10 greatest actors of all time.
Yeah.
Screen presence, movie star,
whatever. Stuff.
Awesome, awesome talent.
Yeah. I don't, Jared Leto, the promo, the trailer I've seen gives me the creeps. He looks dirty.
He plays creepy well.
Well, he's creepy apparently in real life, apparently, too. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a story I want to bounce off you. According to the trades, George Clooney is reportedly circling doing a big screen version of Buck Rogers, which will produce and most likely star Gil Gerard, well known for playing that role in an NBC TV show. I like that idea because I like to see Clooney do more bigger, high profile, mainstream projects. I always liked George Clooney. He does a lot of independent stuff, more artsy type projects. I like
thoughtful
this idea.
Stuff.
I do.
What about I turned on Star Trek, the TV show that's on CBS. I've tried it a couple of times. Yeah. It's just the same old stuff over and over. I don't understand why people get excited about it. It's the Klingons versus the rest of the universe, and it's the same crap over. It is. I don't know.
It's fascinating. You know, one more thing I want to mention. Disney Plus is producing so much original content and also reviving so much material. They just released a teaser trailer yesterday for a 10-episode series of The Mighty Ducks. Lauren Graham is the star, but Emilio Estevez reprising his role of the coach, Gordon Bombay, coming back. I got to tell you, when I watch this trailer, I got goosebumps. I don't know. There's something about taking a material that's 30 years old and bringing it back with the original star that extremely appealing.
Yeah,
and they're going to get a lot of subscribers to watch the Mighty Ducks TV show because it's a lot of people like those movies. There were three of them. And Emilio Estevez was really, he still looks really, really good. And he was really good in those movies.
So there are a lot of people trying to figure out how to fix the Oscars. As we get closer to that, the first one was in May of 1929. Did you know that? It was 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So now, they're, you know, how do we even have a credible Academy Awards Oscar show? There's nothing there. Nobody.
Well,
I mean,
it might be there, but people have not seen it.
All right.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.